The King County Council is frustrated that some teenagers who are jailed are still being put in solitary confinement. The council banned the practice in December 2017. KNKX Law and Justice reporter Paula Whissel has the story.
A new report indicates that more than 15 times in the past 6 months, young people were put in solitary, which staff refers to as restrictive housing. These are people who've turned 18 and so been transferred from youth detention to the adult jail. At a meeting, Councilmember Rod Dombowski wanted to know why the practice was still going on. Several times, he pressed King County Executive Dal Constantine's Deputy Chief of Staff Shannon Braddock for answers.
Does the executive acknowledge that it has failed to comply with the mandates of the ordinance?
We do feel that we are meeting the intent of the ordinance to change the policies, to change the times in which restrictive housing can be used.
Respectfully, I don't think you've answered the question. It's a yes or no question.
The council says it will continue to monitor the situation. Research shows solitary confinement can be particularly traumatic for people under the age of 21 because their brains are still developing. Paula Whissel, KNKX News.